hello to Flip.
Hello.
Hello. Hello to Zeke.
Hiya.
And hello to Joe. And
hello.
The concert. Let's get that out of our whatever. Is it totally sold out?
Well, I made the absolute call at 86 because that's the obvious number when you get kicked out. And right now we are, because of Buzzy, which I just learned about, being sick, that means that there are potentially three more or at least two more tickets that aren't accounted for.
So there is some possibility for somebody who wants to show up at the front. What time is the concert tonight?
Well, Downbeat is 7. We have the room starting at 6. If they really want to show up in this kind of last-minute way, they should show up prepared to work. And so the closer to 6 they get there, the better. Annie Clark is going to be running the door. She's going to have a list to check off all the tickets because we did it on brown paper tickets, and it's all everybody's on one list or another, and pretty much people have gotten email notices to tell them what list they're on to make life easier. And I've compared, because it's complicated for people to figure out.
Joe, events. They don't need to know this. They just need to know they need to be there pretty close to 6 o'clock, those two or three people.
That's right.
Yes, those are the ones we're concerned about, and we hope that they don't turn into 20 or 30.
Right, because there isn't room in the room.
That is the room that isn't, yes. But when we started cooking, you really, but I had a hand in it too, cooking up this idea, there was some question about, I remember Flip saying, I hope somebody comes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you walked up to me and said, so what's it going to take to get you on my radio show? I said, well, if we came over and did a concert, and the next morning there was email waiting for me saying, here are a choice of dates. And it went to me and to Joe, and he looked and said, well, that's my birthday. That's a no-brainer. So here we are.
And Joe, you're 72 today.
Yeah, I'm 72 today.
You are about 6 weeks younger than I.
Oh, that's excellent. Kind of what I figured. We're the same kind of cutting edge of the baby boom.
I think that is true.
And so, Zeke.
You're 72 as well?
I'm 72, even better.
he's even older than I.
And Flip is younger.
I am. I was born in 1950.
Whoa, you're a youngster for sure.
Mm-hmm.
So what I have in my notes right here is on to right now.
Yes.
I'm thinking you've a good idea of what you want to do. That is, I bet you're coming here with songs that you want to sing, oranges that you want to devour, mm-hmm. and instruments that you want to play. And I have a few things that I want to talk about, which is kind of
cool. Going
to touch on Breskin family lore. But let's have a couple of songs to start, and then we'll talk Breskin family lore. Hoskin, whoever you are, I only know one page I could find on my computer about you, so we're going to learn more than that. But I'd like to sit back, listen to what sort of music you have brought to us today.
So my experience of my brother is I can start something that he has not heard for years, and he will throw his body on it as if it was a grenade, and off we go. And I thought, it's International Women's Day.
And Flip, could you raise the microphone 6 inches, please?
I could. Like there?
I think so.
You can still hear the guitar?
So far, yes. If I have to move it, I will.
Okay. Mm-hmm. If you need to move it, you move it.
I will.
He's tuning.
So I was working on tickets for people instead of tuning with Flip. That'll work. Thank you.
prettiest sight I ever did see was a woman in her work clothes, pumping that high-test gasoline in her dirty old work clothes. That grease-spattered ballerina, she's smiling because she knows she does the dance that runs the world since she put on her working clothes. Shirts of lace, all her shoes were platform. She fell down, oops, and broke her crown one day in a windstorm. She got out of traction, she bought the boots with big steel toes. She does the dance that runs the world since she put on her working clothes.
Nice chord. Who wrote that song?
Van Rosé of San Jose wrote the lyrics, but the melody morphed for me over the years. And the guitar lick, when I was 19, I think I had a sweetheart who played me the lick once, and I said, cool, show me that. And he said, oh, girls can't learn that.
It's truly.
And I went, yeah, you know, 68, 69. I went home and figured it out in a couple of different keys and went back and showed him. We were done.
Uh-huh. I would hope so. Another song and then we'll talk. I like the song, by the way. Did like the song a lot, by the way.
One turnaround that's contrary to my...
Yes. That was energetic.
Yeah. I do something old summer.
Yeah.
So this is a sort of side question. So are you assuming that we're going to do The Hills Are Dark later? Are you?
Hills Are Bare?
Hills Are Bare.
We could do, you want that?
Well, either now or then. I want it at some point.
Okay, well, you want The Hills Are Bare.
Well, the alternative seemed like if you guys did something like Station Masters, one of those things that you do that's one of the Mark McPherson songs.
We could all do Flat World.
We could do Flat World as the three of us. Yeah.
Okay. Andy Cutting, this was originally gypsy jazz that went faster than I could even listen and was written on accordion. And I discovered that if I slowed it down till I could hear it, I liked it.
Thank you.
Tell me about that. Who wrote that?
Andy Cutting. That's the tune that was originally gypsy jazz that went really fast on the accordion.
Wonderful, played slowly. I'm going to do, with your permission, the rather audacious thing of taking Audacity, you know, Audacity?
Yeah.
Yes, and plucking that out at some day not too far from now.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I want to play that again and again. Now, this is Flip Breskin and Joe Breskin and Zeke Hoskin. Flip and Joe having the same last name. People, if they don't know, might infer that they are, in fact, siblings.
Yes.
Hence, sibling revelry.
Yes.
Which is this bit of radio we have today and the concert we will hear tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Sibling revelry. Did you two play together a lot as youngsters? You're 4 years apart, I guess.
We sang in the car.
Joe sang?
We all sang. That was the gig. And it was Coming Round the Mountain, but it was also some Tom Lehrer songs because the family was a little warped.
Well, a little probably left-leaning, I guess.
A little.
Maybe a lot?
Some.
Very well.
And I was the family non-musician. And Joe picked up guitar at what, age 8, when I was like 3?
So I had a rock band in 7th grade. And I had a rock band in 7th grade and an electric guitar. And there's a wonderful picture of all three of us where Kitty, our middle sister, played the accordion. And I'm playing electric guitar and she's playing accordion. And it's really obvious we should have had a Zydeco band, but we didn't know about Zydeco yet.
And she's the middle sister, she said. She's passed away, though.
She's gone now, yeah.
Yeah, and she was a musician, though, as well.
Right, she played classical music, and she played French horn mostly, but she also played lots of other things, and she was in youth symphony. And
I remember from an email, this day generated a lot of emails and a good bit of Facebook as well. And I went back and looked at some of them, but I did not look at all of them. But there was one which left me with the strong impression that before you two, and maybe even before your parents, maybe on the Breskin side or the other side, whatever it was, that there was a lot of music.
Oh, because there always has been music on my mom's side of the family like crazy. And my dad really wanted to be a violinist, but the culture he grew up in New York City allowed him to be a doctor, a lawyer, an Indian chief, but not a violinist.
And he chose lawyer, I think.
He chose originally to be a chemical engineer, and he couldn't get work doing that, so then he went to law school.
Uh-huh.
It turned out that in the 40s, when he finished college, there were no jobs for homegrown Jewish chemists, that those slots were filled by European refugees. And he got to go back to school and figure out something that he could get a job doing because of the quotas. And his choice was doctor or lawyer.
And because he couldn't likely be an Indian chief, mm-hmm. being
right.
not being that. On your mother's side, then, the music and musicians and the instruments.
My mom's side came across and basically settled Boise, Idaho, and pioneered Boise, Idaho. And my mom's grandmother was sort of instrumental to that, I don't know what to call it, the high culture of music in Boise. And so they had salons, and there's a piano that's restored that's in the historical museum there that's restored for performance. And Flip and I have the guitar that came from the same trip to Paris that brought the piano.
A trip to Paris?
1880.
In 1880. And so we have a picture of that guitar with the little girl who got the guitar. And it'll be at the show tonight. I'll be playing it, and maybe Flip will be playing it.
Have I seen it?
I don't think so. Mm-hmm. I've had it here. Well, the last time Flip and I played in town was about 20-some years ago for the Land Trust for a show, and I played it at that. And it has been in town. I loaned it to James Curtis for a while, local luthier, to be inspired by it. And he made several instruments that were inspired by it, but neither of them are like it. And Flip's guitar is inspired by it, but not like it.
And is that a cedar top?
It's a Singer redwood top.
Okay.
And the back and sides were made out of a piece of rosewood that Joe rescued from a wood shop in, what, the 60s?
In LeConnor. And this will all show. This can partly show up now in the stories, but it's going to show up tonight at the concert. There's a person, the first of my friends to die of cancer is Charlie Berg. And Charlie Berg is the hero in one of Robert Force's, from my point of view, most significant songs. And Robert Force plays into all this stuff in a bunch of different ways that Flip will talk about in a minute. And in the woodshop that Charlie had, this board was going through the saw when I walked in, and I smelled the smell of Brazilian rosewood going through a saw, which is something you will never forget. It's as distinct as cinnamon or... And I hit the circuit breaker on the panel and made the saw stop and impounded the board and gave them a piece of walnut to cut up.
The guy was cutting the board into pieces, probably as big as
your thumb,
several thumbs, and stringing the little pieces together to make Danish modern lamps. This is back then, to make lamp bases. And Joe managed to talk the guy out of it with the promise that someday he would cause that music, the wood, to sing. And then one day he walked into my house, and I'd been collaborating with George Thomas, advising him on making guitars that were more ergonomically safe for people to play. And Joe said, "He's still alive. You're still alive. Have George build you a guitar with this." And that's the guitar I'm playing, made out of that rosewood board, which now sings.
Indeed it does. And you're playing nylon strings.
I am.
Joe, I've never seen play anything but steel.
I now have the third of my nylon string guitars in the history of me having guitars. I've had, actually there are two or three more that are not exactly guitars. So I have two nylon string guitars right now. One of them that's truly exquisite, made in Olympia in 1965 by someone I hope is still alive, because I want him to see how it turned out.
And with that ringing in our ears, okay, I'd like to hear more music.
Zeke, you wrote a brand new song. Joe hasn't heard it yet.
Cool.
Okay. Just a minute. It is new enough that I put it on paper in case my mind went dry.
And I want to interrupt that this is very much in the tradition of the Tom Lehrer songs that we all grew up with, which is that Zeke is committed and prolific at writing topical songs. And so I presume this is a topical song that relates to the political moment in which we're trapped.
And I met Zeke at a music retreat in 1992 and was really excited to meet him because people had been bringing his songs to Guitar Camp for a decade or more, maybe more. And, oh, good, I get to meet this person.
And we're going to talk with him about him, but I guess we will hear the song first. And I know that, I know what he writes because I have a CD or two of his, and though I don't suppose you've been listening to Tossed Salad, oh dear, shame on you, I've been playing from your CDs.
Cool.
Why,
yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Royalties, yes. So, okay, more or less like that. This is only roughly topical. It's not nailed to a particular week of the current politics, but now we are all leftists, we don't all agree, but each of us knows what is true. And someone on our side is wrong as can be, we know what we all have to do. About everything else, they are sound as a bell, but one error's too many, by God. So we'll stand all around them and blow them to hell with a circular firing squad. It's a circular firing squad. Some think our behavior is odd. However we picked them, it's not just the victim who ends up with lead in their bod. Our standards are high, so it's ready, aim, die in the circular firing squad. Some said that the right wing were suckers to pick, an obvious liar and cheat. Some said they were racist, some said they were sick, but we managed to salvage defeat. We knew that we had them outnumbered, but somehow their guy got the nod. Everything that we tried was encumbered with our circular firing squad. It's a circular firing squad. Some think our behavior is odd. However we picked them, it's not just the victim who ends up with lead in their bod. Our standards are high, so it's ready, aim, die in the circular firing squad. Another election is coming our way, and candidates start to appear. Not one of them's perfect, and that's not okay, so we'll snipe at each other all year. When election day comes, we may throw out the bums or find that our tactics were flawed. We'll decide who's to blame, and we'll wipe out our shame with a circular firing squad. It's a circular firing squad. Some think our behavior is odd. However, if we picked him, who? It's not just the victim who ends up with lead in their bod. Our standards are high, so it's ready, aim, die in a circular firing squad.
And I believe I heard Flip say that you met in 1992.
That's what we did.
But she knew of you before, so you've been up to this kind of not exactly nonsense for a long, long while.
Yeah, well, I was living in Vancouver at the time. I've written a fair number of songs, and a certain number of Canadian folkies have covered them, and some of them came down to Guitar Camp. I didn't get to go to Guitar Camp until, 96.
So you are an immigrant opposite in direction from many, meaning to say you came down to the U.S. from Canada rather than the other way around.
That's what I did.
Was it because of the woman in the green shirt? Well, I can understand that.
It was.
Mm-hmm. What were you doing in Canada, and what in the world do you do when you don't make music? And
nothing.
If you could move closer to the microphone, we'd hear you better.
Oh, well.
Yes.
Who'd want to do that? Well, I was a physicist for a while, and then to make money, I was a computer programmer. So my first album actually broke even, but I haven't really become rich as a musician. But I can program computers, and I picked a rich grandfather, so I managed to live.
Oh, very well. A good foundation for a healthy lifestyle, I would think. And have any notion of how many songs you've written?
In my computer list, there are about a little over 600, but I'm sure I lost track of some before I had a computer.
Uh-huh. And in your performing repertoire?
Oh, maybe 80 or 90.
You can remember. This is the one you just sang, you just made. So
yeah,
you haven't
that one
memorized
I can't
yet.
Remember because yeah. I just wrote it.
Right, uh-huh. The Circular Firing Squad, the number of rifle holders in the firing squad grows and grows and grows, doesn't
uh-huh.
it? Yeah, I have my favorites. But then again, that's the way it is. That's why it's a firing squad, isn't it?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay, well, I love the music. Let's hear something else.
Oh.
Oh, what a
It'll
surprise.
It'll be very short.
Well. Very song. Zeke, ever write a love song?
Yes. Hundreds.
Hundreds.
Dozens for Flip. That one was called Something Else. Just
and
that's why it came
it demonstrates that he can make me laugh without saying a word.
Well, there was an interesting chord in there.
Yes, mm-hmm. there was.
I'm not one to identify it, but I heard it.
Flat six.
Okay. So love songs. Love song.
Oh.
I've written love songs to Flip.
I would think so.
But
it's been known to happen.
Which did you have in mind?
Go Back to Sleep if I can remember it.
Well, we could try.
But then Joe wanted Hills Are Bare, so we'll do that next. You.
Okay.
So you can go from one to the next, and I will say not a word.
Go back to sleep. The fragile night of early summer dies too soon. Go back to sleep. Ignore the sunshine when it swears it's almost noon. We were up past sunset singing love songs while the bashful stars came out of hiding one by one until they filled the sky. The morning sun is telling lies. Believe the clock and not your eyes. Go back to sleep. Go back to sleep. Cuddle close to me and slumber for a while. Go back to sleep. Ride the soft, slow ship of dreams another mile. Day is coming soon enough, with miles to go and much to do, and promises to keep, and you know that you'll keep them best when you've had a good night's rest. So lay your head upon my breast. Go back to sleep. Lullaby of morning, the evening's made for song. The night is made for loving, and the day is made too long. The morning's made for sleeping in, and that's what we should do. It's next to the best thing in life.
I've lost it.
Sleeping next to you. Go back to sleep. Though the sun got up too early by mistake. Go back to sleep. And always know I love you, sleeping or awake. Day is prying at the windows like a burglar bent on breaking in and robbing us of slumber. But that's what the blinds are for. Let me lie a little more beside the sweet love I adore. Go back to sleep.
So Flip gave me, gave to the station, although I don't think station's seen them yet, because I knew that I needed to play them on Tossed Salad for a while until today. I have played that already. I picked that one out of one of the CDs and said that song, you know, that for me being kind of romantic soul that I am, I picked that one and I've played it already. People have heard that one here.
Cool.
It's a nicely written song.
Yeah, I agree. Mm-hmm.
And I haven't played it since last summer, and it's out the window.
It's not all that simple. And I was not going to interrupt, but I did. And now I will uninterrupt and go away.
In G? I don't know what key.
Wait.
The hills are there.
Is tired at Bethlehem. No human dream unbroken stands.
Yet here life comes to human hands, and hope renewed cries out. Amen.
I've never heard that before.
Harper Tesh pointed me toward it in the Lutheran hymnal, and I looked at the melody and went, oh, it's a shape note hymn. And then I looked at the words, and they were from the 30s, and I went, okay, this has got to be a rewrite by a commie. And then...
A rewrite by a commie is what you said?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then I sang it. You know, he just played the melody, and I went, that's gorgeous. And then I looked at the hymn, and went, oh, my God, the Middle East right now. And that one just gets me right in the heart, that it insists on, it requires hope anyway. And I love that.
So the way that one appreciates Joe's music is by going to a place where he's playing. I don't think you teach, as far as I know, and as far as I know, there is no recording of you, at least not enough of you, maybe you with somebody else, but you don't do that.
Yeah, mostly I'm a side person.
Uh-huh.
And so,
go ahead.
Yeah, so people can pull me into the studio and trick me into playing on projects, but I almost never listen to what they recorded because it's all kind of paint by numbers, and the life is usually squoze out of it by the time it's done. I'm a in-the-moment person, and the best I ever play anything is almost certainly the first time because I have to listen so hard.
And mostly these days with Jack Reed, and Jack has been not playing lately, but he's on the mend.
Yes.
Will he be with you tonight?
We are counting on it. I have not heard from Jack. I'm sure he's listening to the show right now, but I haven't heard from him. His doctor got to make the call yesterday afternoon about whether he got to play or not.
We don't know.
He gets to come into a crowd.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. But Flip, on the other hand, you do perform in Bellingham some, don't you?
I perform a little bit here and there.
And also at the Puget Sound Guitar Workshop.
Yeah.
One can learn from you.
Yes. And I also teach at home and occasionally on the road. I haven't figured out how to do it over the internet yet. But a lot of what I'm doing in this era of my life is teaching ergonomics for musicians so we can all be playing a whole lot longer. How to handle your instruments so you don't set up repetitive motion injuries.
And that has been an issue for probably just about everybody who plays,
certainly guitar players. Yeah. I lost 10 years to it. So
explain.
I couldn't play anymore. It hurt too much. I could hardly do anything moving my hands.
Look at her fingers closely.
Okay. Fingers mostly for you.
No, I had...
Shoulders.
Shoulder stuff and arm stuff. I had most of it. And people helped me, and I also started listening to my body and figuring out, what does this baby need? And my hands are happy to come out and play instead of asking them, would you like to come out and be tortured today? And, you know, generally the answer is, oh, I was washing my hair. I have to do the dishes, anything. So,
what are some of maybe two or three tips that you could share on the air?
Oh, God, it's so much easier when you can see. Raise your fretting hand and make a tight fist and squeeze it hard and then release it. And look, and your wrist will be not bent in that moment when you reach for strength. If you then bend your wrist and in very slow motion begin but don't complete making that same fist with your wrist bent, you will notice you are both uncomfortable and weak. That your wrist would like to be straight when you're playing. And if
you're somebody who holds the guitar in folk style on your picking hand knee with the neck kind of parallel to the ground. By the time you reach an F chord, your wrist is absolutely cranked. That's why nobody likes them.
I don't like them.
No, but once you get your hand, yeah, right, once you get your hand up where you could kiss the strings, I can hang there and I don't even have to touch with my thumb.
Never occurred to me to hold the guitar that way.
Well, when I first started experimenting, I thought, oh, I don't want to look like a classical player. And then I started thinking it's all about fashion. And I decided that fashion was not something important to me, and that being able to play guitar was.
So people can track you down in Bellingham.
Yeah.
But they can track you down online.
Yes. And we have a new website, and it's called flipandzeke.com. And
catchy.
Yeah. And we can be found, and we play music, and we have blogs, and Flat World is on there, not with me and Joe and Zeke, but with me and some other buddies.
And the guitar workshop also.
Guitar workshop.
You teach there.
I teach there
every
summer.
Do you teach the ergonomics as well?
I do.
And when is that?
Spring Retreat is coming up the first weekend in May. And if you already are comfortable jamming, you'd have a good time. And other than that, it's the last week of July and the first 2 weeks of August. And
the
lottery is on the 15th of March, so if you want to come, you get your registration in right away.
Puget Sound Guitar Workshop, you can find that online, too.
Yeah.
We have 10 minutes remaining. Let's have a couple pieces of music and then a couple of short words about the show tonight. And I say short words because, again, it's sold out, really.
But I forgot. I need to put in a short word about the next night. Josephine the Volcano is playing here in town at a friend's house concert, but it's almost full too, which is good. But three young women who are totally uppity, fiddle and guitar, I think there's a mandolin in there, but great vocal harmonies and beautiful stuff. And Jen Kingfisher is hosting that, and she's got tickets for tonight, so you could catch her around town. And Radim Zenkel is here
on
Sunday.
Sunday.
Yeah.
He's here Sunday.
Yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh. And he's breathtaking.
Yeah, it's the only word for it.
I will see some or all of you then, there, as well as tonight. Anyway, I'm going to ask again for a tune, a song.
Sure.
Please.
Well, I brought another guitar, even though Joe said not bring it for tonight, but I did.
Sure.
That's how it is among siblings. You don't always agree. In fact, maybe often disagree.
I have a story while I'm getting out the other guitar. And the story is Joe phoned me once, long ago. And he said, I'm trying to remember a song about a house. And I sat there for a minute, and then I sang, I've got a home in glory land that outshines the sun. And he said, yeah, that one.
So, and understand that Flip grew up much closer to quote-unquote religious training than I did. I rejected sky gods and all that stuff when I was very, very young, and I took a really hard position on churches most of my life. And so the fact that we're doing music that relates to this indicates that I'm sort of fundamentally immune to it. I can look at it and go, well, this is beautiful, and people know it, and they sing it, and it resonates with them.
You know what's happening, Joe? It happens to those of us who do open minds, our minds a bit, and that is, and I am mighty presumptuous to say this, that there is wisdom that can come with age if you let it.
Yep. Okay, so when I was young, I got to hang out with Libba Cotton, and I got to host concerts for her. Most people these days, younger than us, don't know who she was. Freight train, run so fast. But I would sit on the couch, and she'd play the same tune for 2 hours straight, Well, I tried to figure it out, keeping in mind she played upside down and backwards, and it wasn't chordally based, so it took some doing.
And actually, I want to interrupt a piece on that because it's fun. So the first time I met Libba was at Phil and Vivian Williams' house, and she was sitting in the corner playing, and I sat down and played with her, and she was completely horrified because I'd been playing with somebody who had mastered her picking style, and I had interlocking parts that zippered with her. And she, I don't think had ever had anybody do that before, and she was like really sort of frightened by it, sort of like the devil was in the room or something. And then Flip eventually was able to bridge the reunion between us and make it okay.
Libba would stay with me when she was on this coast.
Quickly enough, you tell us who's on the show tonight, besides the three of you, then you have time for one more. And Joe, I know talking quickly can be a challenge, but do your best.
So we have Robert Force, who we will tell stories tonight, who got Flip introduced to the music game. And we have Jack Reed, I am counting on. And we have Daniel Mackey. And we have a singer-songwriter from the other side of the pond named Rick Ravenscroft. And Rick is one of my two favorite songwriters kind of in the world. And I really don't know if we're going to have Sue Logg or not because she's called in sick, who is my favorite local songwriter. And we have Amy Ringel. And we have David Michael.
On harp.
On harp and on guitar.
Okay.
And so we're going to play both harp music and guitar music. And we're going to be doing duets like you just heard. And we're going to be doing trios. And Flip and Zeke are going to do some Flip and Zeke music that has zero room for me in it. And we're going to do some group singing stuff. And my belief is that we even have Dr. Doug making a rare appearance on time. And I don't really believe it, but it is conceivable. Once upon a time, long ago, Dr. Doug and Artis the Spoon Man and Robert Force and I had a band together called Prisoners of Entropy. And given that, anyway.
Anyway, so there are two or three or four tickets left.
Yeah.
Doors open at 6 o'clock. Those who are eager are going to need to be there about that time.
Yep.
For those of us who have made our arrangements already, not quite so early. It's going to be a special night. Just having the two of you together, you two, the Breskin siblings together on stage by itself happens very rarely. And then all these other folks, too. That's the news. This is co-presented by KPTZ.
And it's a benefit for Olympic Environmental Council, and it's going to help pay some of the bar tab for the fiasco with the Brennan plan and conceivably some of the Joe D'Amico turning the world into a shooting range thing.
There are things to be done.
Yeah.
And songs to be sung and instrumentals to be played. And just let's wrap this up with whatever you choose.
Our mom sang this.
I do have to talk, even though I would rather not have to do that at this moment.
So I want to say that the whole point of that kind of music is to make angels cry.
I appreciate the fact that the music you play sometimes is quiet.
Me too.
I was thinking just then that there are hours on Tossed Salad where people can turn on their table saws and turn them off. In other words, you don't have to And there's sometimes when you really just want to turn everything off, including most of your thoughts. And this was one of those times. And thank you both. All three of you.
And Daniel Mackey and I will play more music like that tonight. Uh-huh. And so will Flip and I.
I bet you will. Tonight, the folks who've been listening know the score at this point. So
right.
I will look forward to
and
tonight.
And for people who don't have tickets, I'm going to do my damnedest to stream it on my YouTube channel, which is just Joe Breskin on YouTube. I've been having pretty good luck streaming stuff direct to YouTube.
So you're going to record?
We're going to record, but I'm going to try to actually stream it live because I have friends who can't be there for a variety of reasons. They're stuck in bed.
I'm thinking that I want to get my hands on that recording because
can have the recording.
And now, as Flip will not know and Joe does know and Zeke does not know, I must politely ask the three of you. Yeah, yes, that's exactly right, to leave the room. Thanks a whole bunch to all.
Thank you very much.
See you tonight.
Yeah. Yeah. Thanks for making this happen.
It's been fun so far.
Pardon?
It's been fun so far.
Yeah, it's going to be fun all day long.